Proclamation number 7533, dated the February 27th, 1960. Standstill of earthly life. You start your life on earth without knowing the purpose of earthly life. You gradually become aware of yourselves, and then you first have to be informed of the meaning and purpose of your existence. Yet this instruction by and large only concerns your physical welfare, and it can often take a long time before you become aware of a spiritual life, before you consider your soul and its requirements. If, however, you are correctly instructed early enough, that is, if your attention is drawn to your spiritual development, then your soul will be able to prepare itself accordingly and assert its wishes, i.e., you can live a spiritual life next to the purely physical life and gain spiritual benefits for the soul. However, a person who only pays attention to his earthly life, who only meets the body's requirements and ignores his soul, will gain little spiritual success. Only when he becomes aware of the fact that there is a different purpose and goal than merely the physical welfare of the body can the beginning of a spiritual life be spoken of. Prior to the earthly life is just a standstill, lived in vain for the soul, for the human being's spiritual development. But every person has the opportunity to receive the information about the meaning and purpose of existence. It is just that he doesn't always believe these explanations, in which case the soul will be considerably disadvantaged. And then it can often take a long time until the person begins to understand the worthlessness of earthly ambitions and strives towards a different, spiritual goal. Nevertheless, it is to be left up to him in which direction he shall turn his thoughts and his will. Yet he will always receive instructions, and then it will depend on him whether these instructions will help him gain understanding, and whether he will derive a benefit from the information conveyed to him. He is to accept this information of his own free will. He simply has to want to fulfill the right purpose of his life. Then he will also of his own accord turn to the power which he recognizes above himself with an appeal for assistance. Then he will be helped in coming to the certain realization and subsequently live his life on earth consciously. For the human being was given intelligence, he can think and mentally consider the pros and cons and thus make a decision. It solely depends on his decision as to whether he will only live an earthly life or strive spiritually as well. And although it also depends on his will as to whether he thinks correctly, he will nevertheless always be offered the option to arrive at the correct conclusion. He will not be left without help, for it is always possible for him to find and travel the right path, so that his life need not be a standstill but can result in complete spiritual development. However, in the final analysis, his will is always the crucial factor, for it is free and its direction cannot be determined by any means. Yet everything will be done on part of God in order to direct this will such that it will turn towards God of its own accord. And then every support will be given so that the human being will reach the right goal. Amen.